Sophie, penthouse. They file into the apartment. Nicholas, Antoine, Mimi. Take up the same positions on the sofas they occupied last night, when the girl interrupted us. Nick's foot is tapping a frantic rhythm on the home rug. As I watch, I am certain I can make out a tiny black scorch mark just beneath his toe, one of several burned into the priceless silk. But you'd only spot them if he knew what you were looking for. Suddenly, I am assaulted by memories. It was my greatest transgression, inviting him up here. We stole a bottle from Jacques' cellar, one of the finest vintages. Had each other there, on the rug. Paris glittering noisily in at us through the vast windows. We lay tangled together afterwards, warmed by the cashmere throw I had pulled around our naked bodies. If Jacques had come back unexpectedly. But wasn't there some part of me that wanted to be caught? Look at me, who you have left here alone all these years. Wanted, desired. As we lay there, I stroked his hair, enjoying the dense velvety softness of it between my fingers. He lit a cigarette that we passed back and forth like teenage lovers, hot ash scattering, sizzling into the silk of the rug. I didn't care. All that mattered was that, with him here, the apartment suddenly seemed warm, full of life and sound and passion. My mum used to stroke my hair. I pulled my hand away sharply. I didn't mean it like that, he said quickly. I just meant I hadn't realized how much I missed it. And when he turned to look across at me, I saw in his expression something undefended and frail, something that had hidden beneath all the charm. I thought I saw my own loneliness reflected there. But in the next moment he smiled, and it had vanished. A minute or so later he sat up, shaking in the empty apartment around us. Jacques is away a lot in the evenings, isn't he? I nodded. Was he already planning our next encounter? He's very busy. His gaze seemed to sweep over the paintings on the walls, the furnishings, the richness of the place.
I suppose that must mean business is flourishing.
I froze. He'd said it lightly. Too lightly? It brought me back to myself. The madness of what we were doing. All that was at stake. You should go. I told him, suddenly angry at him, at myself. I can't do this. This time I really believed I meant it. I have too much to lose. I close my eyes, open them again, and focus on my daughter's face. She does not meet my eye. All the same, it has brought me back to myself, to what is important. I take a steadying sip of my wine, force down the memories. So, I say to them all, let us begin.